Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I got Swade at the network. We're live across America and around the world. It's the CRNTalk.com. Today's guest, Jed Garrett, a former NFL player. Going to look at a couple of his latest, including Free Will. In the second hour, it's Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And he's got some goodies, and one of them I hope to get in is The Truth Factor. A major reason for the West's declining Christianity is rarely recognized. All right. Looking at some of the news, Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat, California, has vowed now his partisan House Select Committee on the Capitol riot will go after Fox News host Sean Hannity, who the Democrat congressman claims is an advisor to President Donald Trump. Now, you should probably have it figured out by now that January 6th is going to be their annual Christmas celebration. This is the Democrats. And the whole thing about the walkthrough through the Capitol will be the whole theme of 2024, all right? Well, Schiff said his anti-Trump committee, see, I guess he's got an anti-Trump committee, yes, he's going to call on Hannity to testify because he was a campaigner for Trump. Jackson said, quote, Congressman, I know I have to let you go, but this literally just popped into my email from Axios reporting the January 6th Select Committee is preparing to ask Hannity, Fox News host, for his voluntary testimony. Wonder why they couldn't get any anything from, Eric Holder, Attorney General for Obama, who wouldn't answer any questions about Fast and Furious. But it's, once again, the double standard. And, of course, little Adam Schiff there, you know, Russia, Russia, Russia. He says when it comes to Sean Hannity, he was more than a Fox host. He was also a confident advisor campaigner for the former president. Wow. Son of a gun. Speaking of January 6th, this is one that I mentioned I was going to get in today. After the January 6th Capitol riot, the Justice Department has charged more than 700 people in connection with that incident while refusing to answer questions regarding whether federal agents were involved in instigating it. At least 600 of those charges were misdemeanors for entering or remaining while restricted Capitol grounds, offenses punishable by a maximum of 1 year in prison sentence and a $1,000 fine. Other minor charges include illegal picketing. And First Amendment? No. Illegal picketing, sounds like they're stealing apples. Disorderly or disruptive conduct on Capitol grounds. Disruptive conduct. Wouldn't that happen every time Kamala stepped grounds there? Yes. Anyway, hundreds of defendants have been charged with. One of the most common felony offense charges is corruptly obstructing, influencing, or impeding, or attempting to the official proceeding of clarifying the Electoral College votes. And about 275 defendants are accused of acting in ways that impeded or obstructed the normal function of government, and that carries a 20-year maximum printed sentence. Now, obstruction or normal function of the government, interrupting it? Doesn't Biden interrupt it just about every day? A minimum of 225 defendants have received charges of assaulting, impeding, or resisting law enforcement during the riot, 75 of whom are also accused of using a dangerous or deadly weapon. 75. They said they used flagpoles, chemical irritants, and one, tomahawk axe. About 45 defendants were charged with the destruction of government property, and during the proceedings, at least three of them, the government said their crimes on the grounds of the Capitol amounted to terrorism, an allegation made without any actual charge of terrorism. More than 40 defendants were charged as being part of a border conspiracy. You know what? It's not border. It's actually broader, a broader conspiracy. I was thinking, wait a minute. Including nearly 20 of the Oath Keepers, about a dozen Proud Boy members or affiliates. At least 30 defendants have been charged with theft of government property, including Riley June Williams, who allegedly stole a laptop from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. Williams has pled not guilty and requested multiple times to have some charges thrown out. Approximately 10 defendants have been charged with assaulting a media member or destroying their equipment during the January 6th coverage. Quote, no one has been charged with sedition, which is attempting to overthrow the government. You might want to keep that in mind, Nancy. Okay. In March, FBI Director Christopher Wray called the Capitol riot domestic terrorism. The same month, then-acting U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin told 60 Minutes he believed, quote, the facts do support the charge of sedition. Sherwin has since left both the investigation and the U.S. Attorney's office. More than 160 defendants have pleaded guilty, of whom over 85% admitted to nonviolent misdemeanor crimes, this according to CBS News. At least 70 defendants who pled guilty have been sentenced. The longest sentence so far has been 63 months for 54-year-old Robert Palmer, who admitted to attacking police officers with a fire extinguisher. The captain suffered more than $1 million in damage. The Capitol, yes. And about 140 law enforcement members, 80 U.S. Capitol police officers, 60 D.C. Metropolitan police officers, were allegedly assaulted. Now, the film that we've seen, of course, they are hiding a whole bunch of it. There is no way in hell, put it that way, that there is any proof of 140 law enforcement members, 80 Capitol police officers, and 60 Metropolitan police officers who were assaulted. And then they go on about four died on January 6th. There was one person shot in this display, Ashley Babbitt. There were people who died of a heart attack later on, or food poisoning, or whatever, kind of like COVID. Let's just grab hold of it. Ashley Babbitt, and she was shot by a Capitol police officer inside the Capitol building. And he kind of has a history of, like, how in the world do I still have my job, if you ever check it out and see what he had done in the past. The other three separate medical emergencies. They say on January 7th, Capitol Police Officer Brian Sidnick died after being sprayed with a chemical substance on January 6th, later collapsing, ultimately dying from two strokes. And I'd seen reports where that whole fire extinguisher thing was all on makeup, but I'm not sure. Even as the investigation has stretched on for the past year, the Department of Justice has yet to answer whether or not federal agents were involved. All of a sudden, they just go like, don't ask us that question, okay? Anyway, most of this report done by the guest I had on yesterday, Mr. Seton Motley. Well, convicted child sex trafficker, you know, Grishlyn Maxwell, now demanding a new trial after that jury member has spoken out about being a victim of sexual abuse as a child. Attorneys for Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice have called on a federal judge now to order a new trial after the juror's past emerged. Maxwell's defense lawyers made the demand in a letter to the U.S. District Court Judge Allison Nathan. The legal team argues that the Southern District of New York could and should order a new trial. They're claiming that the juror used his experience as a victim of sexual abuse to potentially sway the jury. The argument is based on interviews conducted with one of the jurors for several media outlets where he revealed that he had suffered abuse as a child. Quote, It is clear to Ms. Maxwell that based on this record alone, a new trial is required, the attorneys wrote. Griswell Maxwell was convicted for her role in Jeffrey Epstein's child sex trafficking operation. Nathan, who presided over the trial, set procedure scheduled for a formal request for a new trial. Defense attorneys should file their motion to request a new trial by January 19th, and prosecutors have until February 2nd to respond. Well, last weekend, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced that he tested positive for COVID-19 despite receiving two doses of the COVID vaccine plus the booster shot. I tested positive for COVID-19. I requested the test today after exhibiting symptoms while at home on leave, he stated. Symptoms mild, and I am following my physician's director in keeping with those directions and in accordance with the CDC guidelines. I will quarantine myself at home for the next 5 days. He then attempted to give credit to the vaccines because he was only having mild symptoms. And as I say, and he wanted to keep his job. I added that last part there. Here's his quote. As my doctor made clear to me, my fully vaccinated status and the booster I received in early October have rendered this infection much more mild than it would have been otherwise. And I'm grateful for that, Austin said. The vaccines work and will remain a military medical requirement for our workforce. I continue to encourage everyone eligible for a booster shot to get one. This remains a readiness issue. Wow, going down for the count there. Doing one for the crowd. Amid New York Attorney General Letitia James' investigation of former President Trump's financial dealings, eldest son Donald Trump and daughter Ivana Trump have filed a motion now to squash subpoenas from James. Quote, the goal of the subpoenas is all too clear. Attorney General James seeks to circumvent the entire grand jury process, mollifying moving parties' most fundamental constitutional and statutory rights by requesting that they provide non-immunization testimony to the OAG. When the OAG and DANY is jointly conducting a grand jury investigation, Alan Furtifus, an attorney representing the two Trump siblings, wrote in a motion. Furtifus argued in the motion that subpoenas violate the rules of criminal procedure, as James' office is also involved in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation of the Trump Organization, according to the report. Quote, a dispute has risen between the OAG and the individual Trump parties regarding the subpoenas. James responded to the motion to deny the subpoenas. Quote, Donald Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump are trying to stop my office from interviewing them under oath as part of our investigation into the Trump Organization and Mr. Trump himself. Wow. There you go, see? Yeah. Double standard. All right, we're going to take a break, and then the one and only Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, is coming up next.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Kaanapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of two neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, and let me tell you about my guest, Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. He's a former NFL player, coach, and executive, frequent contributor to the website Real Clear Politics. His first published novel, No Wind, available at Amazon.com. And I always want you to know his blog, all right? It is objectivityistheobjective.com. And always my pleasure to have Judd Garrett. Hey, Judd, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
You know what? I got such a coughing fit today. It's just kind of weird. And, you know, you're trying to do a long newscast, and all of a sudden it hits you, and I can't put a mask on. You know? So anyway, I want to give you a heads up, okay, that after we get through with this discussing this one, your latest, Free Will, I'd like to bring up one that you did a while back, and it is about Saint Damien, all right? Because very, very interesting. All of your articles are excellent, but I may bring that one up in the very end there, and I know you have a photographic memory, so it won't bother you, but I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up here. famous quote, "Those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves." Abraham Lincoln. You know, and Benjamin Franklin, 1775, said, "They who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." Those two kind of go together. Why in the world is there evil in the world, Judd? Huh? Did something go wrong somewhere?
Well, I mean, that's the question. I mean, you know, you look around, I look around, and there's evil everywhere. You see it on the TV, but you also see it in the streets you walk sometimes. And you wonder, why is there evil? And some people ask that question, as a way to discredit God. They'll say, you know, God can't be all-powerful and all-loving if he allows evil to exist in the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, you know, I defer to God. There has to be, if there is evil in the world, there has to be a reason for evil to be in the world. And really, if he was to remove evil from the world, then he'd have to remove free will from the world. Uh-huh. And I think he sees that as being worse than allowing the possibility of evil to exist.
You know, when I would run into people that would deny religion and God, they used to always throw on the little thing about why would little children die if there was a God, you know? And they come up, you know, and that's a pretty good question, you know, if you want to make somebody think about it. But, you know, you say we would only be allowed to choose good, which would not be a choice at all. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing with life and death. I mean, like you said, why are little children allowed to die? It's because death is part of life, and if there was no death, then there would be no life. And so that's all part of our existence. You know, the evil that's in the world, the possibility of death. That's all part of it. They're all, you know, two sides of the same coin.
You know, and I always brag on you, you know, especially to people, you know, when I'm not on the air about Judd Garrett. So what about a robot? Okay, you know, everybody's going to have a robot pretty soon. How's the robot going to feel, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the robot, I mean, you know, we don't judge a robot if it performs a certain task a good way or a bad way, as the robot is bad or the robot is evil. The robot is just doing what it's programmed to do.
Right.
And that's what we would become if God removed evil from the world. If we removed our choices from the world, we're only allowed to perform a certain way, then it's hard to determine that, you know, we're acting good or not, because there's no choice involved, and the robot has no choice. It has to act on how it's programmed.
You know what, at one time I said, you know, I should go into religion, and my whole theme would be that religion is based on your conscience. Because it seems like when you do something wrong, you know it. And if you do something that you feel that's right, you know that too, you know. And a robot definitely doesn't have conscience. So for all you robots out there listening right now, don't get upset. It's just it's Judd's fault. He's the one that wrote the article, Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. And the website is objectivityistheobjective.com. And more on this from the one and only Judd Garrett.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Do you remember Herbert W. Armstrong? Do you remember his magazine, The Plain Truth? His television program, The World Tomorrow? The one and only possible message of world peace?
Now, we're living in the most serious, the most momentous times of the history of this world.
Those who heard Herbert W. Armstrong speak remember the depth of thought, the clarity of expression, and the power of his message. He spoke for God. God warned this world through Herbert W. Armstrong, and he gave hope to this dying world through Herbert Armstrong. What happened to that ministry? What happened to that message? We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest, Judd Garrett. Once again, his blog is objectivityistheobjective.com. We are discussing free will. If we lost our free will, you say, we would lose the concept of love. Wow. Now, when you get into love, people's, you know, little ears go up there, right, Judd? And they're saying, hey, let's listen to what these guys are talking about, maybe. And God plays a big deal in that too, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, love is dependent on free will. You can't force someone to love someone else. You can't mandate it through the government. That's the one thing. God gives us choice whether to love him or not. He could snap his fingers and force us to love him, but that's not what he wants, because it wouldn't be love. So, you know, love is dependent on free will and choice. It wouldn't be love if there wasn't free will to it.
Well, free will, do you think that is in the lefties' dictionary at all, or even in their little tiny brain? And I'm not saying at all, you know, leftists have a tiny brain, but sometimes the way they come about things, you would wonder, is there room for love in there with those guys?
I don't think it is. I mean, I think they like to talk about love, but they don't really understand what it means, because, you know, like you were saying, that, you know, free will is not part of their mentality. They believe in a top-down government who's dictating, you know, people's lives for them. Yeah. And you see it in all the communist and socialist countries. The government control basically micromanages everybody's lives, and that's not part of it. And that's what the left wants. The left wants total control over other people's lives, and we've seen it play itself out with COVID. I mean, they want to dictate, you know, masks and vaccines and you know, how we live and what restaurant we can go to and all of that. They want that type of control. So they don't believe in free will.
Yeah, and it's about one letter away from dictate to dictators. You know what I mean? And the thing is that I don't think the majority of the left understands that whenever they talk about socialism and what you're going to get and don't worry about it, the government's going to take care of you. You know what? They're only talking about the select few, the select few. And you look at the population now, Ben, I've been getting more information and literature, you know, on how the population is exploding in the United States. And you don't realize what it's going to turn out to be, around 500 million or billion people. I'm sorry, 500 and billion people is going to be walking around here and looking for room to rest on planet Earth. And especially in the United States, that's the main thing right now that's going on. And if you get socialism, don't say that people like myself and Judd Garrett didn't try to warn you about it, you know. Because even you say the state has to strip everything away that makes you human, right?
No question. You know, and that's the thing. They take away your free will. They take away your choice. They're stripping away your humanity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm right with you. I mean, if they're going to try to impose communism or socialism into our country over the next however many years and also import hundreds of millions of more people, it's going to be completely unsustainable. I mean, every country that has adopted communism or socialism mm-hmm. has gotten worse, and every problem they have gets magnified. So,
and the perfect example is Venezuela, who used to be, I mean, a beautiful tourist destination. You know, minerals, everything was going great there, you know, until all of a sudden. And when you, in this article, and just think about this, listener, because we're going to kind of get to the guts of this thing that we're waiting to build up the climax, so to speak, that when you start seeing the response right now to COVID-19, and this is Judd Garrett's words, people have become mere pawns to the government bureaucracies in control of the COVID response. They are stripping people away from their own humanity because the people no longer have self-determination over their medical decisions. Now, that's a nice word. That's a two-letter word, medical decisions, for a one word entitled, now it would be two, I'm sorry, your body. I just say body, that doesn't work. You got to put your in there. Chuck, do your homework. All right. But, you know, that's exactly what's going. And when this first came out, Judd, you know, this whole COVID thing, and especially the mask, I said, in my opinion, the mask is like the, you know, the Jewish yellow star that they had to wear. And it is, when you're wearing that mask and you have a dictator out there, or a wannabe dictator, or somebody who thinks they're better than we are and know more than we do, all they got to do is look at the population, and all of the people wearing masks are almost identical to a bunch of cattle in cages. And Judd, being a guy from Texas, knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, and to take your point a little bit further, I mean, when you put the mask on, you're covering your face. And I think a person's individual face is what's most recognizable about them, what's most individual about them. And by putting the mask over your face, you're hiding yourself, you're hiding your individuality, you're hiding your humanity. And that's exactly what the left wants to do. They want to turn everybody into, as you're saying, into cattle, into sheep. They all look alike, they're all the same, and we can treat them all the same.
And they haven't branded you yet, like the cattle, but they have, sort of, because you're forced to wear the mask. And look at all these people that don't wear the mask, that get caught about it, and the ones, you know, that really preach it like crazy. You know, Nancy Pelosi, A.O. Cortez, I mean, Newsom out here in California. It's, you know, but what can you say, you know? Then somebody comes down with COVID, and, oh, you're all wrong, Chuck. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, I mean, and that just proves how much they don't believe in the efficacy of masks because they don't use it themselves. If you actually believed that the mask prevented you from getting a deadly disease, you would wear it. But they don't wear it. They're in public places. They're caught not wearing it. So it's just further proof that the mask isn't about public safety and health. It's about controlling the population.
Yeah. And the mask is very, very harmful to young children, breathing in that CO2 constantly back and forth. And, you know, I think about, you know, you go back, just go back to the fifth grade, and it probably starts, you know, in the second or third grade. But, you know, like maybe a little girl is sitting across, you know, from her desk to another desk and thinking, you know, that little guy's cute, you know. We're probably going to end up getting married here in about 20 years. Or he's looking at her and he says, you know, I really like her and I like the way she talks. I know she sounds muffled a lot, but, and they're wearing the mask and they have no reactions from one another whatsoever until they get off the school grounds or something and they're hiding so they can take their mask off and see what they really look like. You realize what they're missing? And then this whole thing about, you know, you got to have your booster shot and all that stuff. Over the weekend, you know, Secretary Lloyd Austin, Defense Secretary, here he was talking about, you know, well, I got tested for COVID, and my symptoms right now are kind of mild, but they say I definitely have it. And, you know, I had all of my shots, and I had my booster shots. And then he says, the vaccines work and will remain a military medical requirement for our workforce. I encourage everyone to get that booster shot. Get one. You know, doesn't that sound like, and I don't want to lose my job. I mean, my goodness.
Well, it doesn't make sense. They contradict themselves back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, the vaccines do not work. Just as many people right now who are vaccinated are getting the virus as people who aren't vaccinated. So they don't work the way they were advertised.
Well, and you hit it right on the nail here in your article. You know, this is what happens when you have limits on free speech. You get the racist speech, the vulgar speech, and then you get speech which most people disagree with and don't engage in. And, you know, and that goes in when you start talking about COVID now. and they're running off to Florida for some reason where they don't have all the mask mandates and they've got lots of sunshine. Wow, it's just, I don't know what in the world's going on, but there's your perfect example, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, freedom of speech, as you referred to earlier, is part of free will. Being able to say what you want is free will. It's free choice. And, you know, social media is censoring anything which is not totally towing the company line or in line with the far left narrative. You're getting censored for all of that. And I'm right with you. The funny thing is that the biggest proponents of those far left narratives on COVID, people like AOC, you know, when they want to get away, they run to Florida where there's the most freedom and there's the most liberty. So they're imposing a certain narrative on the people that they govern, but then they're going to live outside of that by going to Florida.
Yeah, and I understand from some pretty reliable sources that Nancy Pelosi went out to Florida, and she's bought some property out there. She's going to build a house in Florida. And, of course, then, you know, you hear the rumors that she's getting ready to leave before 2024 for sure. So I don't know. Maybe she feels like she's old enough now to get another house.
Yeah, well, she and her husband have been exploiting the government for the last 30 years and getting rich off of them, so they can afford another house.
All righty. Hey, listen, I mentioned earlier that, let me tell the listener first off, you can read this excellent article, Free Will, And just go to the website, objectivityistheobjective.com, Judd Garrett. You know, and when I first saw your website, I'm thinking, wow, man, that's a long title. You know what I mean? It's not like CRN.com or something like that. But I'm going to tell you something, listener. If you go there and you read about three or four stories of Judd, well, then the funny thing is when you put in your search engine, once I enter the letter O, your site now just pops up, bam, just like that. And I don't have to say, how do you spell objectivity again? Is it the C before the E or the V before the I, you know? No, it's very easy. So yeah. When we talk about curing or trying to control COVID, you can actually go way, way back. And you recently did an article. And what happened was that, pardon me, my grandson actually went to Damien School out here in California, right? And I told him, I said, hey, I got a guest coming on. And I saw Damien, and I was thinking of the high school you went to. And it was a Catholic high school. And so then I said, do you know the history about this guy? And I was very impressed because apparently at that school, they teach you just about everything about this excellent guy. But I'm going to let you run with it. We got 2 minutes of break, and then I'll give you the rest of it, too. He was way ahead of his time when it came to anything like COVID, right?
Yeah, well, I wrote the article because, you know, Father Beck, who's a CNN religious commentator, said that the unvaccinated should be segregated from the rest of society. That's what Jesus would want. Yeah. And to me, you know, you look at Jesus's life, he was somebody who ministered to people with leprosy. Leprosy was the COVID of Jesus's time, probably even a lot worse than COVID. And Jesus ministered to them, and he healed them. And, you know, it just got me thinking that, you know, there was a whole thing about Father Damien last year, and AOC, you know, our favorite representative. Yeah. She called him a white supremacist racist. There's a statue of him at the Capitol building, and she called him a white supremacist racist because he spent time in Hawaii, and not understanding why he was there. He was there ministering to the leper commune in Hawaii, and he spent his life there, and he died there from leprosy.
She wanted to tear down his statue. That was the one thing that was ticking people off. She wanted to tear it down.
Statue of Father Damien.
Right.
And she just saw a white guy in Hawaii. Oh, he must be a white supremacist without taking the time to understand who he actually was.
Not taking into account of all the work. All she saw was the color of his skin. Boy, I'll tell you. Yeah. But and they said that whenever you had leprosy, that's kind of interesting because if you walk down the street, let me see, I think that was page one, yeah. If you were a leper for whatever reason and you came into town, you would have to scream, unclean, unclean, as you walked down the street because they just weren't putting those masks out like they're doing now, I guess. I'll tell you. Hey, we'll come back in just a moment and wrap this up, but he was something else, you know. Father Damien, and I'm going to be right back with Judd Garrett. So many great articles that come out from Judd. Appreciate each and every visit. And he has a book called No Wind, WIND. You can get it at Amazon.com. The website, objectivityistheobjective.com.
These These are the sounds of Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Ah, incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Colombo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Colombo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. That, you know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Colombo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard. 323-254-9138. Mangia.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, for radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Judd Garrett, former NFL player, coach. We're looking at an article he wrote. I'm not sure exactly the date on this, but it was unclean, unclean, and must have been about a week, 2 weeks ago, and one of those bumps in the road whenever you weren't on, and probably didn't have a chance to talk about it, but grabbed my attention, that's for sure. And you say in the closing paragraph here that Jesus did talk about segregating people, and that was separating the wheat from the chaff and the sheep from the goat. Yeah, that doesn't seem like it'd be too hard to separate the sheep from the goat.
Yeah, I mean, he was speaking metaphorically about Judgment
right.
Day, but that segregation, as I said, isn't going to be on the physical trait. It's not going to be because you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. It's going to be basically based on where your soul is, what type of life you lived, and who you are as a person. And, you know, what we see in our society is that people want to segregate others by their skin color or whether they're vaccinated or some sort of physical trait, and that's not the separation that's going to happen on Judgment Day.
Yeah. And, you know, the separation and the physical trait, you know, if you've got the I hate Donald Trump syndrome, I don't know if there's a cure. I mean, you can't wear a mask for it. That's for sure. But boy, I mean, I cannot remember ever. Of course, you know, I'm old enough, but still, I've never seen where they hated a president of the United States so much. They would make fun of people, you know, people that fell down all the time or something like that, or got caught with their interns or whatever. But, man, that was, I guess what it was, Judd, and I'm sure you've thought about it too, it's just the fact that he didn't come from the Council for Foreign Relations or the Deep State. He was a guy that just says, hey, you know, here's what I think we could do for America and make America first and not worry about everybody else. But boy, it sure upset their apple cart, didn't it? It's like a little baby saying, hey, this is my swing. You can't get on this swing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, he was a true outsider, and he was the direct threat to all the insiders, the lifelong bureaucrats in Washington, whether they're on the left or the right. He was a threat to them because he was going to tear down their power structure, which they didn't want, and and that's why he got it from both sides. They'd rather have the Bushes or people like that in there because they're part of the establishment, and Trump definitely wasn't part of the establishment.
Well, in the closing minutes here, 1 minute, want to remind the listener that Judd Garrett was, you know, he was on the Dallas Cowboys team when they won the Super Bowl, and every once in a while we bring up sports, so now we're at that time where they're finally getting to the final game, and this is going to determine who's doing what. And do you think your past team, I know you were, you know, with a lot of different teams, but with the Dallas Cowboys, you got a lot of faith in them right now? They have been beaten a couple of times by teams that shouldn't have beat them.
Yeah, they're a very talented team, but they're inconsistent. I think they have a shot to make a run at it, because they have such talent, but there are other good teams that they got to contend with. I mean, I think the Packers are probably the favorite team, FC, and then the Chiefs are probably the favorite team in the AFC. So I think the Cowboys have an outside chance because they have a lot of good players.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, good luck to you, sir, and look forward to our next visit. Hope to talk to you next week, next Friday, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, and it's Objectivity is the Objective.com. Selwyn Duke is next.
Are you tired of your favorite talk?
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Digital Talk Radio, live across America and around the world. Chuck Wilder here. I've got Suede at the network, and it's crntalk.com. By the way, when next we meet, I've got Andrew Art Arthur, resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. We'll check all his latest, including, has Yuma become a hidden Del Rio? Yes. Hey, right now, want to introduce my next guest, Selwyn Duke. He's the writer for The New American. He's also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. And Selwyn appears on many television and radio shows. Frequent guest, all right. His website is selwynduke.com. And now, here comes the Duke. Yes, there, Selwyn. Oh, the only man who has a theme song that if you played another 10 seconds of it, it'd cost you $80 million just to use their wonderful production that they have. No, that it used to be, but anyway. How are you, sir?
Hey, Chuck. How are you? I'm doing okay, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Is this the first time this year that we've... No.
Yeah, Chuck, it's been a long time. I mean, we haven't talked since last year.
Really? Let me check.
But I know. I've beat the heck out of that joke, actually, here, there, and everywhere.
Where have you been since last year? Yes. Well, waiting for your phone call. Wow, I'll tell you. You know, I was talking about a guest I'm having on, you know, Andrew Art Arthur. This guy, you know, did everything. And as when it comes to Congress and immigration, right? I mean, everything, judge and the whole thing, right? And lo and behold, someone comes out with an immigration story. Yes, and it's, should I say, disturbing? Yes. It is entitled Road to Tyranny is Paved with Continued Immigration Cause Population Growth. And I was talking to, I think, my first guest today, and I was mentioning it in my newscast about, you know, how many people America's going to have, and lo and behold, here you go. It's, are we trying to become one of those countries that everybody complains about, you know, because of the overpopulation and not enough water and all the lakes and the rivers are polluted and everything else? I mean, my goodness, it's because you say, you know, when we get plied upon another in large cities like Europe, we shall become as corrupt as Europe. Who said that? Was it Thomas Jefferson?
Thomas really? Jefferson, yeah, Thomas Jefferson. He said that. That's one of his famous quotations. He said, when we get piled upon one another in large cities, as in Europe, we shall become as corrupt as Europe. And that's a very, very good warning. And, you know, it's interesting, Chuck, because so many people talk about immigration and illegal migration. I've probably written more about that subject than any other individual subject over the years. But oftentimes we discuss the cultural impact of immigration, how it's changing our demographics in terms of the qualitative nature of them, how it's making it difficult for us to be one cohesive nation because we're balkanizing ourselves. But we don't talk about another aspect of this. And it's very interesting because there are certain people, believe it or not, this is going to shock many listeners, who actually think we should strive for a 1 billion population in this country. And among them is, get this, Glenn Beck. Beck actually proposed that. I mean, I think he's lost his marbles, to be honest with you. But anyway, this is something we should take very, very seriously. And in this article, I mentioned that Tucker Carlson talked about this last week. He did a very, very good segment on the topic. And
hey, let me ask you real quick, was it the regular Carlson show, or was it his extra one that he has on Fox?
No, this was his regular one, Tucker Carlson Tonight. Yeah, and his point was just basically that we talk about nonsense and we distract ourselves from the problems that really matter, and this is one of them. And it's very interesting because, as I point out in my article, for a while now, the United States has had a fertility rate that's below replacement level. Right now it stands at 1.781 children per woman. Replacement level is 2.1 children per woman. Now, I'm not saying it's a good thing that it's below replacement level. You find that all over the West, throughout the Western countries, and that's why the Western nations' native populations are slowly but surely disappearing. But despite the fact that we have this low birth rate, Chuck, our population continues growing, and now precipitously for one reason and only one reason, and you know what that is, that's immigration, okay? And what's more, because the people I call immigrationists, that's a term I use a lot, hold political and cultural sway, there's no impetus whatsoever to do anything about this, to halt immigration or even reduce it. And we should have a moratorium on it, by the way. In fact, they want to increase immigration. Now, if I may, I'm going to read what Tucker Carlson said about this because he put it very, very well. I know you can't stand that man, Chuck. I know you can't stand him.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
No,
you
know,
it's, I think I have – I'll just interrupt you here like I never do. I think I have like 10 programs that I definitely, you know, record, and some of them would surprise the listeners, okay? And it has nothing to do with nudity. I just want to throw that in. But anyway But Tucker is one of them, and now, you know, what's his name there? Golly, how come my brain's not working today? It's because I think I coughed it out this morning. But anyway, Gutfeld, yes. And so, you know, Gutfeld is now, you know, number one in the evening. He's beating all the comedy shows on the other channels. But, I've always liked Tucker Carlson, always.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah. No, Gutfeld is genuinely funny. He really is. unlike these people who pose as comedians on these late-night talk shows who have just become overtly political, and they're just mean-spirited, too, and they have Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, you look at Jimmy Kimmel. I don't really watch him except when I'm over at a certain person's house, and this individual just has regular television. But quite frankly, Jimmy Kimmel is not funny. He really is not. He's just mean-spirited. But anyway, let's get back to the subject. So Carlson was talking about this, and I'm going to read this because he put it very, very well. He said, "The size of your population matters very much. The size determines a nation's character. It often determines its fate. The United States is growing faster than most Americans understand. If you were born in 1969, you arrived in a country with a little over 200 million people in it. There are now 334 million people in it. That's an awful lot of new people in an awfully short time. How many people is that exactly? Well, it's nearly twice the population of the entire western United States. That's 13 states, including California, which, by the way, is our most populous state. But I'll continue, quote, that is massive and incredibly rapid demographic growth, and it's accelerating. Immigration is now at the highest level ever recorded in American history. So is the number of foreign-born already living here over just the last year. Roughly 2 million people from the third world came across our borders illegally. All of them arrived with the blessing of the White House. It makes you wonder what sort of economy Joe Biden imagines we're going to have going forward. Domestic manufacturing is in steep decline. Automation is replacing many of the low-skilled jobs that still remain. So what are these millions of new people going to be doing for work 20 years from now? They can't all be Nancy Pelosi's housekeepers. They can't all bus tables at the French Laundry in Napa," unquote. Well, that's true. And, you know, it's interesting, Chuck, because the immigrationist left decades ago, you remember this, used to claim to care about overpopulation and its strain on resources, right? They'd talk about that, but you don't hear about that anymore. And it's funny because there's this big 600-pound gorilla in the center of the room, and it's this. If our current immigration trends continue, and I say if, our 34 million population today will become 500 million. Then it'll become 800 million, then 1 billion and beyond, okay? And like I said before, we have figures ranging from Matthew Iglesias to Glenn Beck who actually have proposed that we should stoke immigration further to reach that 1 billion number as soon as possible. And why? Well, they say so we can compete with China. That supposedly is the idea. But we never ask how many people are too many. You know, again, because of immigration, if we do not change our immigration regime, our population, all other things being equal, will continue increasing inexorably. When is enough enough? Okay, but let's move on. Now, statist politicians are not going to talk about this, Chuck, for a simple reason. As Tucker Carlson put it, quote, more bodies in a country mean more power for the people who run it. Big nations need big governments. Okay, then he said, my last quotation of his, I think, that's bad news for the rest of us. First and most obviously, big governments don't treat their citizens very well. The larger a bureaucracy becomes, the more impersonal it gets. Past a certain size, organizations of any kind lose their regard for people. As they get bigger, they get blunter, more soulless and cruel. The people in charge no longer care what you think. They don't have to worry about how their policies will affect you or your family, and that's the inevitable product of population growth. If you had 5 children, you would bathe them all in love and attention. If you had 5,000 children, you wouldn't know their names. Now, that last line is a money line. Yeah. That should become our mantra. That is really good because that says it all.
That's and, a you know, big bathtub. You know that?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think Osama bin Laden had...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Osama bin Laden had 5,000 children or something like that, or am I wrong? Was that someone else?
I'm not sure about that, yeah.
I don't think he knew all their names.
It may have been a female he knew, because I don't think he had it. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, I think he had a lot of help there, let's put it that way.
Right.
But I mentioned earlier that a lot of commentators, Chuck, including myself, have discussed immigration's qualitative nature. For instance, 85 to 90% of our post 1967, immigrants and migrants have come from the third world, and 70 to 90% of these people vote for statists, for Democrats, upon being naturalized, okay? And that's a very significant problem. But the point is that quantity matters too. And getting back to Jefferson's warnings that if we start developing these big cities where people are piled on top of one another, we'll become as corrupt as Europe. Well, let me ask a question. Is it a coincidence that our big cities are Democrat bastions? Is it a coincidence that rural areas are heavily Republican and that suburbs are somewhere in between? Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of this phenomenon has to do with racial and ethnic voting patterns. Our big cities, Chuck, are heavily Black and Asian descent and Hispanic, and the countryside is primarily white, and the suburbs are in between, okay? And we know that at least up until now, Blacks and Hispanics and Asian descent Americans have voted heavily Democrat. Whites vote heavily Republican. So a lot of it has to do with that, but not all of it. And here's a good example. I did a little research. Salt Lake City, Utah, Chuck, is almost 66% non-Hispanic white, but nonetheless, it voted heavily Democrat in the last election. Okay? So I know we're probably coming up on a break, yeah. But there's something interesting I want to get to, and I think that's the teaser. And are we going to leave it there? Because it's your show.
Yeah, we'll leave it there, and it is interesting. And I've constantly, probably every day, haven't said it today yet, but all these people, that, you know, open up the borders, let them all pile in, and I'm saying eventually they're going to get the right to vote, and they're going to remember who brung them here. And you're absolutely right.
Right.
Yeah. Selwyn Duke's going to continue in just a moment, and we are discussing his latest, The Road to Tyranny is Paved with Continued Immigration Caused Population Growth. The website, Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills, going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and his latest, Road to Tyranny, is paved with continued immigration caused population growth. Salt Lake City, Utah, that's like a $64,000 question, huh, Selwyn?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a $64,000 question. But, you know, I was about to talk about a very interesting study here, Chuck. We're talking about the effects of overpopulation or of living in a very congested kind of situation. And there was a very interesting study conducted, or a number of them actually, in the 20th century by a researcher named John Calhoun. And just before I say this, I'm going to preface it by mentioning that, you know, I understand we have to, with caution, extrapolate animal studies to human beings, because I don't want to seem as if I'm just boiling human beings down to animals. I believe we have a spiritual dimension, but on the other hand, we're also of the flesh, and that means we are subject to many of the laws of nature, like it or not. Having said that, let me introduce this study here. What this man did, Calhoun, was he had mice live in a very confined area, gave them just so much space. And this study here was really, I guess, the culmination of some others he did that weren't quite as complex. In this one, he actually created or tried to simulate the kind of situation that human beings have to live in or have to endure when they're in cities. He created what were akin to apartments in this limited living area, you know, little compartments that the mice could use, little rooms where they could congregate and whatnot. And they were provided ample food. They didn't have to worry about that. There was no disease. There were no predators. And they could just breed as much as they wanted. Well, of course, they did breed prolifically, as mice will do. But what happened? Well, of course, that led to overcrowding. And then the mice started exhibiting the kinds of social ills that we see in our big cities. And I'm putting this in human terms. I understand that. But what were they? Well, greater aggression among dominant males, homosexuality, absentee fatherhood, and that forced the females to fend for themselves. The females also became more aggressive, sometimes even attacking their own young. So you saw what was akin to child abuse. Then you saw, ultimately, antisocial behavior. What, again, using human terminology, you'd call self-absorption, narcissism. And then, believe it or not, there was a decline in fertility. Just what we see in our modern societies, especially in the big cities. And according to Calhoun, this actually led to extinction in a certain part of this mouse society. Imagine that. A situation was created where mice would stop breeding because they were in such an overpopulated Soylent Green kind of situation. So that's a cautionary tale for us. And my point is, look, I believe be fruitful and multiply. I believe we should have robust families. But on the other hand, we don't have to stoke our population with ridiculous immigration policies. It's ridiculous.
Let me.
But then there's also. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to move on. You go ahead, Chuck, please.
I was just going to say, you know, talking about the population, I always thought, you know, even when we had it kind of under control, you know, on the walls and the borders and stuff like that, and we still were allowing 1 million people in legally every year, 1 million. And I thought, wow, you know, we were the most generous country, and we still are, of letting people in, and especially now that the border's open. But, I mean, 1 million a year, no other country does that. But we managed to survive with it, and now what are they doing? You know, what, quadrupling it? But I was going to ask you another thing about this guy, and I forgot what it was now. But John B. Calhoun, right?
Yeah.
It's, okay, I got to remember that name because surely he's got some novels out, too.
With a name like that, yeah.
Calhoun.
But, you know, it's interesting. You're right. And remember, for much of our history, we did not have an immigration regime such as the one we have right now. We would let in historically about 250,000 people a year. That was until the Immigration Nationality and Reform Act of 1965, which took effect in 1968. And that led to a situation, the one you just articulated, where we have a million people every year, 85 to 90% from the third world. And by the way, let me point out something. Ted Kennedy, when he was pushing this on the Senate floor, lied about it, or at least he told untruths. He said, no, we will not be flooded with a million people per year from the most impoverished parts of the world. No, this will not change the demographic balance of the United States. So everything he predicted not only was wrong, it was the polar opposite of the truth of what actually came to pass.
And there, but Selwyn, is another break time. Boy, see, this is a shorty.
Yep.
Yeah. And not only did they go crazy with that, but then, you know, they've got a visa now. I think everything between A and Z. All right. There might be one letter missing. I'm not too sure what it is. But we're going to be right back with Selwyn Duke, and we'll wrap up this one and get to some more all kinds of good stuff from the Duke. Don't go away.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality, custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you could enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted name brand in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Just dial #250 on your mobile device right now and say the key word update for 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you've lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, dial #250 now and say the keyword update. That's #250 and say the keyword update.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. the sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, selwynduke.com. Talking about Road to Tyranny is paved with continued immigration-caused population growth. Go ahead and continue, Selwyn. Sorry I had to interrupt you again.
Okay. No, that's fine. Hey, breaks are breaks, right?
Right.
Well, we're talking about the effects, of course, of overpopulation being piled upon one another very, very heavily. And there's something here that I originated this years ago, the phenomenon of the bathroom, that explains something very important. Now, Chuck, I understand in your house you have your own private palatial bathroom. It's a different story. No one else may enter. You have it booby-trapped. I heard about that.
Yeah.
But
size of
the
swimming
different.
Pool, by the way. Yes, go ahead.
The phenomenon of the bathroom. What is that? Well, it's very simple. If you live alone, your bathroom is always available. If you have one roommate, it's usually available, but not always, but the situation is still tolerable. But what now if you live with 10 other people in the same apartment? What happens? Well, the bathroom's not going to be free that much, right? And on top of it, some people are going to be inconsiderate. They're going to abuse the privilege. They're not going to be, as we could put it, self-governing. They'll monopolize the bathroom. And what's that going to lead to? Well, that will lead to the regulation of the bathroom and maybe even penalties for rule breakers. And of course, Chuck, this is a metaphor for how overcrowding gets us big government. Okay, that's why you have a lot more freedom in the hinterlands in our nation than you do in New York City or in Chicago or in Los Angeles. But there is some good news here, because we're talking about how our population, because of immigration, is growing inexorably. Tucker Carlson mentioned this, but here I'll paraphrase Herb Stein, the economist. He said, if something can't go on, it won't. And the truth is the situation we're in can't go on, so it's not going to. Our immigrationist-born system, as I put it, along with our moral decay, which is very significant, are unsustainable, to use that very fashionable term today. And if we don't collapse these two phenomena, Chuck, they're going to collapse us. There's no doubt about it. And I'll just sum up by saying, you know, Montana, good example here, has far, far less government and far more freedom than Germany does. Well, don't you think that maybe, just perhaps, that's partially because while those two places are just about the same size, Montana has 1 million people and Germany has 83 million people?
Wow.
Could that have anything to do with it? Okay. But
I'll
here's
tell you.
The thing, though. If you're a statist politician and you know that densely populated big cities, Chuck, are going to vote for you and are going to empower you, well, then guess what you're going to want? You're going to want America to be Gotham City, coast to coast, right?
Absolutely. Wow. Yep. You and Tucker get together. It's going to be marvelous.
It's a tag team, Chuck. We'll tag
yeah.
team the left. And we'll
yeah.
make it a three-man with you.
Yeah, I did watch, as you know, Cruz, I guess it was. Is that his last name?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, boy, I'll tell you. they were going at it. Tucker Carlson does not back down. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, I have to say, and I'm glad he did it, but I'm really surprised at how straightforward he was with Cruz. He really gave him a spanking. He really did.
Yeah. And Cruz
and
was backstepping, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Cruz really hurt his brand there. He really, really did by calling what happened on January 6th, which, by the way, I'm going to call Ashley Babbitt Day, was a terrorist incident, because it was not. And I know a lot of conservatives now really do not like Cruz. And I do think we have to put him on probation. I don't think we should just dispense with him completely. The man has been a very, very good senator, but I think he deserves a little probation. But we shouldn't get so emotional that we just start slashing and burning every time something happens that we don't like, because politicians, Chuck, will disappoint us. That's something you have to understand. So to some extent with them, you have to take a utilitarian approach. You have to say, these people are in a way tools that help us achieve certain ends. You have to do that because they're politicians.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So anyway, I guess I'm hearing now that January 6th will be the new Democrats' Christmas. They want to celebrate it every year. My goodness. Gee, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mm. Now then, we got enough time to get this in, you know, because sometimes when Selwyn Duke is on, listener, I have to give you a little thing like it's, well, like it's sort of like this. See, hang on a second. You hear that? You hear that? It's like, it's a little racket. You hear a little racket in the background, right? And Selwyn is an expert when it comes to the racket. And I'm talking about tennis. So actually, you figured out a way that you're going to be able to talk about one of your favorite subjects, tennis, right? Because and we have to go all the way to Australia. Isn't that where they lock you up if you have COVID?
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's right. That's so, what we're hearing anyway.
But you do love tennis, and you you should be very good at it. You could have been a professional tennis star, but instead he said, well, what if a guy named Chuck Wilder starts a radio show, and, you know, and what can I – so now you know why he's not a tennis star. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
You think I'm going to go to hell for all the lies I tell? You know, we have a strong signal.
Yeah, you're being very generous. I tried to become a tennis star, but I didn't have the necessary talent. But anyway, yeah, so this story here has to do with the Australian Open, which is going to take place this month. It's one of tennis's four major tournaments. It's a Grand Slam event. And anyway, the number one player, Novak Djokovic, who is of Serbian descent, he's Serbian-born, obviously does not want to be vaccinated. He has not revealed his, quote, vaccination status, and I'm putting that in quotation marks because I don't believe these really are vaccines. But anyway, the point is he won't reveal his status, which means he's not vaccinated. He has had COVID-19, so there's no reason for him to worry about the disease the way other people would anyway. And he got a special dispensation from the vaccine requirement in Australia, and he flew there recently, and he was all set to start practicing and preparing for the Australian Open. And lo and behold, what happened was there was this uproar. A lot of people in Australia were very upset. Well, why is he getting special treatment when we all have to get the jab? You know, they've become very, very tyrannical there.
Oh,
of course, it's all quite irrational because we know our authorities have admitted this, that these mRNA therapy agents, I'll call them MTAs, that's what they really are, do not prevent the transmission or contraction of SARS-CoV-2, of the coronavirus. We know that. So what is anyone worried about? This is all very irrational. But nonetheless, I think this was last Wednesday, Djokovic's Australian visa was canceled when he was already on Australian soil, and the authorities there claimed that he didn't provide appropriate evidence to meet the entry requirements to Australia. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not, I don't know. But like I said, this was after an uproar. And last I heard, he's been stuck in a hotel. Initially, he was stuck in the Australian airport. They actually had him in an isolation room that was guarded by two police officers. And anyway, you know,
let me just say real quick, when I hear you talking about Australia and all the things I'm hearing about, you know, and it's like at one time people said, oh, yeah, man, I want to go up there. Down under, yeah. I mean, they are probably the number one people that, you know, they're gonna get you if they think you have any kind of disease, right? And it's like, why would he go? But he has a reputation there, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, He's won 20 major tournaments, and that's a record in men's tennis. He's tied with two others. I think Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. Don't quote me on the last name, though. He's won 9 Australian Opens in the last 3 in a row, so he's got quite a record down there. And, of course, you don't want to miss a major tournament if you don't have to, because that's really how you make your resume in tennis or in golf. It's the same thing. Golfers are judged based on their major tournament record. Jack Nicklaus is reputed to be the best ever because he's won a record 18 majors in golf. But anyway, so initially they were saying that Djokovic could play, that it was okay. But now we hear, well, the Border Force said, non-citizens who do not hold a valid visa on entry or who have had their visa canceled will be detained and removed from Australia. And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, he's echoed that sentiment, even though before he was saying it's up to the state of Victoria. That's where the tournament is going to be played. That, of course, is a state in Australia. Yeah. And, you know, we understand that initially, this is what the tournament officials said, that Djokovic was granted an exemption after a rigorous review process, they put it, that included 2 separate independent panels of experts, which are made up of doctors from immunology, infectious disease, and general practice. And we can see again this COVID ritual, how we're making an unbelievably big deal about something that at the end of the day is completely treatable and that is going to do what it's going to do. Viruses will spread. We just have to treat it. But anyway, so as I said before, Djokovic then found himself in an isolated room being guarded by 2 police officers because there had been this tremendous uproar. Here's a good example. We have this fellow who was an ex-vice president of the Australian Medical Association. His name is Stephen Parnas. He said, I don't care how good a tennis player he is. If he's refusing to get vaccinated, he shouldn't be allowed in. If this exemption is true, it sends an appalling message to millions seeking to reduce COVID-19 risk to themselves and others.
Yeah. When I saw that, Selwyn, the first thing that jumped into my tiny brain, SEAL teams in America. The same thing, you know. You might be number one, but boy, they don't care, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's disgusting. We're really ravaging our whole society. You mentioned the SEAL teams. Yes, we are denuding our military of very, very competent people who we devoted a lot of money to train simply based on this nonsensical idea that somehow these MTAs, these so-called vaccines, are going to be beneficial when it appears, to healthy people at least, they cause more death than the lives they save. You know, I've cited this before, but according to Steve Kirsch, who's done research in this area, if we vaccinate young children, that will kill 117 children for each child saved from COVID. Just think about that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Absolutely understandable. Why? Because recently there was this major study in Germany evaluating 15 months of the pandemic. And remember, Germany is a country, like we mentioned before, of 83 million people. And what did they find? Well, with respect to healthy children, not one of them died of COVID, not one during that 15 months. So that tells you what the situation is and how insane it is to be pushing these MTAs on healthy people who are not at risk from death of COVID. But anyway,
I think it was the guy that kept coming in, tennis player that kept coming in second place. And he's the one that started this whole thing. Keep number one away.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. You never know. You never know.
Really.
But, you know, but it's another good example. I mean, here, obviously, look, tennis is frivolity. But you want to have, if you have a tournament, the best players there. That's a big draw. You know, that's like saying in 1973 that you were going to say Muhammad Ali couldn't box for whatever ridiculous reason. But anyway, so Novak Djokovic was taking heat from many people. Another one of them was this Victorian liberal leader, this legislator, David Southwick. He actually tweeted, "What a disgrace. We have had 6 locks down, schools and small businesses closed, funerals and weddings told not to go ahead, families separated for months on end, and now a tennis star gets an exemption, a kick in the guts to every Victorian." And, you know, look, see, this is the problem. Whose fault is it that they had 6 lockdowns? It's not Djokovic's fault. It's the fault of people like this Southwick character who are now complaining about sanity being applied in Djokovic's case. I mean, he's a leader, and he should know. He should know. If he doesn't, shame on him, he should resign. That studies have shown, Chuck, many of them, that lockdowns actually lead to a net loss of life, okay, for many reasons. Because people don't seek the medical care they would otherwise, cancer screenings, heart disease screenings. You and I have talked about this before. There end up being a higher incidence of things such as drug use, domestic violence, child abuse, suicide. No, lockdowns are absolutely disastrous. But anyway, so moving on, last we heard, Djokovic was stuck in a hotel room because his lawyers now are contending with the government there. They're pleading his case, and we don't know how that's always going to turn out or ultimately going to turn out. But, you know, as I point out in my article, think about how ridiculous this is. No, you're correct, or they're correct. Djokovic should not receive special treatment. No one should, but that's the point. Do you think, Chuck, that the powerful and connected, let's say upper echelon politicians, would really have to take these MTAs, these vaccines, if they didn't want to? Now, bear in mind here that we've seen figures such as Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom flout the very COVID regulations that they've been pushing. We've seen this over and over and over again. So if they wanted fake vaccine documents, would it be hard for them to obtain them? Would they shrink from doing so? So yeah, there is special treatment. There's special treatment for the people who are foisting these ridiculous, oppressive, tyrannical COVID regulations upon the rest of us.
And I'll tell you something, Selwyn, here, and we'll be doing that break here in just a moment. But from Kelly Nelson, one of my frequent guests, the people that are exempt from the mandate, White House staff, congressional staff, legislative branch, judicial branch, CDC employees, FDA employees, UPS employees, that's so they can deliver those ballots. What was the one that really got me here? Pfizer employees, Moderna employees, and then it's kind of obvious that illegal immigrants also don't have to get the shot. Boy, does that tell you? You know, the one that really gets me, though, it's not the Congress critters. It's the people that are making the shots are exempt. That kind of puts a worry on you. Hey, we'll wrap up the finale on this one with Selwyn Duke when we return. The website, SelwynDuke.com.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75%. On your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now?
pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American, selwynduke.com. You know, interesting in Australia, too, you know, they had the time periods where you could go out and do your shopping, and you're only allowed so much time, and they had the police out in the streets making sure that the people, you know, were going back into their homes, and I think they gave you 4 hours, 5 hours, something like that. But your last line here, or next to last line, about common sense and liberty losing streak. It's ironic, you say, about this nation, because Australia is known for something that kind of ties in with what we're talking about, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's known for these tyrannical China virus restrictions, like you've been alluding to. And it's funny because it wasn't that long ago in history, Chuck, where Australia had this reputation for being this really rugged, individualistic, macho land. I mean, Australian men were supposed to be the epitome of robust masculinity. And look at what's happened to them, and it's really not surprising. But, you know, it's interesting because we were talking about special treatment, and I mentioned that Southwick character, that legislator in Australia, who was saying that Djokovic being offered this exemption was a kick in the guts. Well, you know what really is a kick in the guts? What you just mentioned before the break, where illegal aliens can break into our country and then they're not subject to the same COVID regulations that we are. That's what's a real kick in the guts. But, you know, all of this is ridiculous. Getting back to the tennis star, the whole idea that Djokovic is a danger to anyone is comical. He's had COVID. The MTAs don't stop you from spreading it anyway. The only person he's a danger to, as I put it, is anyone who's standing too close to the other side of the net. And no one asks the logical questions here about these so-called vaccines. If they work, well, why should the vaccinated worry about the unvaccinated? And if they don't work, well, then why should anyone worry about the unvaccinated more than the vaccinated? But as for Djokovic, he has a good reason to worry about taking these MTAs, because here, the New American reported this the other day, get this, a British study reports, quote, that myocarditis in men under 40 years old after a China virus jab is worse than previously thought. The risk for serious complications increases after each inoculation. The findings comport with viral videos of young athletes clutching their chests and dropping to the ground, TNA wrote later. Get this now. Some 183 young athletes, including teenagers in seemingly perfect health, have died or collapsed after receiving one or more jabs. And that's probably what Djokovic is worried about, and rightly so.
Wow. And, you know, Selwyn, in the news, and I've mentioned this a couple of times. I might have mentioned it when you first came on, but Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, he just got tested positive for COVID. He had two doses of the COVID vaccine. He had his booster shot, and yet he got it. He got it. And he says,
And he was worried. He was walking around, Chuck, with not only a face mask on, but a screen over the face mask. I was watching him, and I was saying to myself, How stupid is this man who's in charge of the military?
Yeah, but he still says they got to get their shots, you know, and we'll make the SEALs pay for all that training we gave them. And there's no such thing as a religious excuse. Oh, boy. We're in a heap of trouble, Selwyn, but thank goodness we got people like you to get in here and square us away and let us know that we're lucky we're not in Australia, I guess, right?
Did you say it's good that you've got squares like me?
No. Did I say squares? Surely I didn't say that.
Squared away, squared away.
Oh, squared away. That's a military term.
I'm kidding.
Come on, Wilder, get squared away. All right, later. Yes, let me finish fishing here off the rear of the boat. That's called the deck or what, I don't know. Selwyn Duke, thank you very much, sir. Look forward to our next visit.
Thank you, Chuck.
SelwynDuke.com. Thank you, Suede. Thank you for listening. And please remember, absolutely no